Has anyone ever hurt you? Has anyone ever neglected you? Has anyone ever said things to you that are so traumatic that it has just absolutely ruined your life? Because every time your mind is idle, or every time something happens and you see that person, all of a sudden your mind is filled with all this anxiety. Beloved, you're in a warfare, and you need to know how to be more than a conqueror over your mind. This, beloved, is such an important program that you don't want to miss a single thing. And you don't want to miss it because it is going to give you principles, precepts for life that are going to give you peace no matter what. Do you realize that the mind is like a steel trap? I mean, what happens in your life all of a sudden is gelled in your mind. It's stored in the recesses of your mind. And the way a person thinks is the way that that person lives. So you are to guard your mind. You are to guard your heart, and your heart and your mind are interchangeable in the Word of God, because out of it, out of what's going on up here in your mind, come the issues of life. And if you don't guard your heart and you don't guard your mind, then you are going to be a very troubled, a very anxious, a very unhappy, and probably a very bitter or vindictive person. And I want to tell you something, it just doesn't look good. It doesn't look good, and it doesn't wear well with others. You say, I don't care about others. Frankly, I don't give a what about others. And I don't give a what about others because you don't understand how badly I am hurting. You don't understand what has been said to me. You don't understand what has been done to me. You don't understand the battles that I go through. You know what? You're probably right. You're probably just as right as you can be, because I haven't walked in your shoes, and I haven't been and tasted and experienced what you have, where you have been and what you have tasted and what you have experienced. And I'm so sorry. I am so sorry for what has been done to you. And my heart grieves, and it makes me angry that somebody has traumatized you that much. But I want you to know that it not only makes me angry, but it makes God angry also. And yet, precious one, God has a way out. God has peace for you, no matter what circumstance you have ever found yourself in. And this is what he wants you to understand. And this is why he has written the book of Philippians, the epistle of joy, so that you, no matter where you've been, no matter what's been done to you, so that you can have joy. And so what we're going to look at is we're going to look at Philippians chapter 4. Now, in Philippians chapter 4, he says, finally, brethren. Now, he has said this before. He said it in chapter 3, verse 1, finally, my brethren. And he's coming to a conclusion, but he's like me. I mean, the conclusion comes, and then there's one more thing I want to share with you, one more thing I want to teach you, one more thing that you need to know. And so here's your one more thing for this day. As he says, finally, brethren, he says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there's any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Now, one of the things that we have seen about having joy is we have seen that it is necessary to have the right mind, the right frame of mind, the right attitude. So if you're going to have the right frame of mind, the right attitude, then you have to dwell on the things that truly belong to God, that are truly honorable and lovely and of good repute and excellent and worthy of praise. Those are the things that you have to dwell on. So he's telling you, dwell on these things. So what I did is I put an A over that. Now you say, what are you talking about, lady? This is the first time I've heard this program. The first time I've ever heard you talk. Well, what we're doing is we're teaching you how to study the Bible for yourself, how to discover truth for yourself so that you know that you know that you know. And one of the ways that you do that is you observe the text to discover what God is saying. And when you observe the text, God has key repeated words. And those key repeated words are words that they're key words. So they unlock the meaning of the text. Well, one of the key words in the book of Philippians is mind or attitude. And it's used approximately 11 times in this book. Now, I'm telling you all this and you say, hey, I'm interested in this and I want to learn more. I'm so glad you do, because what we have is we have a study guide, and you can go and download that study guide, and you need to do it today. You need to go and download the study guide for Philippians, and you need to do this, and the reason you need to do this is because in the study guide, I'm going to explain these words, honorable and right and pure and lovely and of good repute. If there's any excellence, anything worthy of praise, I'm going to explain those in greater depth to you in that study guide. So you're going to learn some extra things through the study guide that we're not going to cover on the program. All right, so how do you do that? You go to preceptsforlife.com. That's preceptsforlife.com. And then you can download it. And by the way, while you're there, why don't you tell me something. Why don't you tell me something about yourself? Why don't you tell me something about the program and what you need to hear and what you're dealing with and the battles that are going on? Because I promise you, beloved, this Bible has an answer for every situation, every problem of life. All right, now, he's saying that you are to dwell on these things. The Bible says, and he teaches us in Proverbs, that as a man thinks, so he is. So the mind is like the control center. The mind and the heart is like the command center for your life. It's like general headquarters where everything, all the orders are issued. And so what he's saying is you've got to guard your mind. Well, how do you guard your mind? And why do you guard your mind? You guard your mind because you're in a warfare. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, now one of the things that we teach you as we teach you how to study the Bible is we tell you to let Scripture interpret Scripture. Because what we have in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is a progressive revelation of truth. God starts at the beginning. Well, he can't tell you everything in one sentence. And so he starts in the beginning. He starts with creation. He explains to you that, hey, he's the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's the one that is in charge of this universe. He's the one that made you. He's the one that made you in his image. And this is what happened. You thought you could be your own God, and you blew it, and sin entered into the world. So now he's in the process of redeeming you. He's in the process of bringing you back into a right relationship with him. But not only in a right relationship with him, but he's going to show you how you should live. Well, this is what he lays out in the Word of God. So you let Scripture interpret Scripture. So when we come to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we learn about a warfare. And we learn that the battle is for the mind. Why? Because if you knock out the mind, then you've knocked out the rest of a person's life. Because as a man thinks, so he is. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, in verse 3, he says, though we walk in the flesh, though I'm in this fleshly body, we do not war according to the flesh. So what he has just told you is, hey, there's a warfare going on. And there is a warfare going on. There's a warfare going on because there is an entity called the devil, whether you believe in him or not. He's there. If you don't believe in him, it's because the God of this world has blinded your eyes, and he's blinded your eyes so that you can't see the Word of God, so that you can't see the truth about Jesus Christ. And to you, Jesus Christ is just another man, or he's a swear word, or he's just one way to worship God. He is not one way to worship God. He is the only way to worship God. So the devil has your mind, and the God of this world has blinded your mind. And you say, well, if he's blinded my mind, how am I going to get free? Well, I will tell you, he has just started freeing you. And he has just started freeing you, precious one, because he is speaking to you and you are hearing this program, and he has a message for you. And the message is that if you want to be free and if you want to win the battle, then you just come over to the side of Jesus, and your mind will no longer be blinded, because you will have, as 1 Corinthians 2 says, the mind of Christ. You will know how to think properly. Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4, he says, we do not war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not of flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. In other words, what happens is the enemy can build a fortress in your mind. He can build a fortress of animosity. He can build a fortress of wrong thinking. He can build a fortress of a lousy self-image, or really animosity towards another. I remember one day when my husband disappointed me so badly. Now, I'm going to vindicate him, but just wait. I didn't want to vindicate him then. He disappointed me so badly. And I thought, you don't know anything about me. You don't know how to handle a woman. You don't understand my personality. And I was sitting there, and I was so mad at him. And what was happening is the enemy was standing there, and he was handing me a brick. Not only that, he's not terribly handsome, is he? No, he's not. And not only that, he's not the best father, is he? No, he's not the best father. Hand me another brick. And not only that, he is stupid when it comes to you. That's right. And so what happened was the enemy is feeding me all these lies, all these things against my husband, and I'm slapping that mortar on, and I am building a fortress, and it is a fortress of I hate Jack. What was going on in my mind? Well, what was happening in my mind was that the enemy was building a stronghold of ungodly thoughts in my mind in order to destroy my relationship with my husband. Oh, beloved, what relationship is the enemy trying to destroy? We'll talk about it when I come back. Welcome back, beloved. I know that you're relating. And I know that you're relating because so many times what happens is we get disappointed, we get angry, we get frustrated. And when we do, we are ready in our mind to build a stronghold of lies that are sown by the enemy. And we have to remember that there is a battle going on for the mind. And there's a battle going on for the mind because the Bible teaches us in Matthew chapter 16 that where things begin is they begin in the mind. And this is where murder begins. This is where adultery begins. This is where lying begins. It begins in the mind. So we have to control our thoughts, and we have to recognize that we're in a warfare. And our warfare, as 2 Corinthians 10 says, is not against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities. So watch what he says. He says in verse 4, "For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but they are," now watch, this is our weapons, "they are divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses." Now, it says, "For we are destroying." What's this fortress? We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. So a speculation is something that is not true. A speculation is something that you think might be true. It's something that is not absolutely factual. So we are to destroy speculations, and then it says, every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. Now, when I was thinking those things about my husband, they weren't true. But as I was thinking those things about my husband, they were raised up against the knowledge of God. And they were raised up against the knowledge of God because that's not the way I'm to think. And if I think that way, then I'm going to act according to my thoughts. So what the enemy wants is he wants access to your mind. Now in Philippians chapter 4, he says, "Finally, brethren, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute or good reputation, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, dwell," keep on thinking is what it means, "continuous action on these things." In other words, control your thoughts. So this is what happened to me with Jack that day when I was angry with him because he had disappointed me, because in that situation, I felt like, you don't understand me. You don't know what I was doing. And I mean, I was just open territory for this attack from the enemy. And this is what I teach people. When a thought comes to the door of your mind and it comes knocking at the door of your mind, just don't fling open the door or say, "It's unlocked, come on in." No, you don't do that. Because what if that thought is not in accordance with these qualifications? Every thought that you and I think, every thought that you and I dwell on has to meet these qualifications. So what I was thinking about my husband was not lovely. It was not excellent, and it was not true, because he is a handsome man, and it was not true because of other qualifications. Now, some of those things you can debate on, but what I want you to see is every thought that comes in as a package has to meet these qualifications. So what I've taught people to do is what I did. Listen, when a thought comes knocking at the door of your mind, you just don't say, "Come on in." You say, well, it's kind of like a radio program when I was growing up. On this radio program, this is before the days of television. This is when we live by these radio programs, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy, Inner Sanctum as the door opened up, and many, many others, Gangbusters and everything. I knew them all. I loved them all. And I would lay on the living room floor on my tummy doing my homework, listening to all my favorite programs. Well, in one of those programs, always you would hear this knock at the door. And you'd hear this voice say, "Who's that knocking at my door?" And then you'd hear this male voice say, "It's Bill, baby. No pain, no strain." And then Bill, baby, would come in. So what God showed me is when a thought comes to the door of your mind, you need to say, "Who's that knocking at my door?" And what you need to do is you need to body search. You know what that is. If you've been caught in an airport, you need to body search. You need to frisk that thought. You need to see, wait a minute, put your hands up, and you run your hands down that thought. Are you lovely? Are you true? Are you excellent? Are you of? Is there a good reputation here? And you go through, you frisk it. No, there's something there. You're concealing a wrong thought. You can't come in. And so what you do is you close the door on that thought. You don't let it in the door, because the minute you let it in the door, it's got a pile of bricks, these wrong thoughts outside the door. It's going to take up those wrong thoughts, and it's going to say, "Do you remember what that person said about you? Do you remember when your mother told you that you just weren't going to be worthless, that she wished that you had never been born?" And you're saying, "Yes, yes." And then, "Do you remember how your uncle said that you were ugly, and he wondered if you'd ever be pretty?" And, "Yes, I remember this." And then, "Do you remember that teacher one day and how that teacher embarrassed you?" "Yes, I remember that." And all of a sudden, you've got this fortress of worthlessness. And they're all lies. They're lies. They are lies raised up against the knowledge of God. Raised up against the knowledge of God. And so what you need to do, beloved, and what you need to understand, is you need to understand that as you think, so you are. So what do you do when anxiety comes your way? What do you do when wrong thoughts come your way? When you begin to dwell on these things that people have said and people have done, you've got to clean house. You've got to do, as 2 Corinthians 10 says, you've got to tear down that stronghold. And the way that you tear down the stronghold is you say, "That's a lie, that's a lie, that's a lie, that's a lie. Out the door, out the door. I'm not going to think about it anymore." And then when the enemy comes back and he's knocking on your door, you frisk. You, Philippians 4:8, every thought that comes into your mind. Listen, he says, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, I do it. Practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." You need to do some house cleaning. You need to get rid of those lies that are in your life, and you counteract a lie with the shield of faith, the Word of God, and you extinguish that lie with truth, and then you watch the thoughts that come into your mind. And if you do, you'll have the peace of God, beloved.
I'm Kay Arthur with Precept Ministries International, and it's wonderful to have you here in our home. I wish you could be here physically, but I've got another suggestion. Why don't you go to Israel with us? Israel is my favorite thing to do. I feel like it's not a vacation, it's not a luxury, it's an investment that will absolutely change your life. And you know what? It is a blast. People say, "This trip is so much fun. I learn so much, but I laugh and I share and we have time together." So many memories and such sweet fellowship. Laughter, fun, prayers, tears, sharing. It's wonderful. But the best thing is studying His Word where it happened.
We are on the air because of friends who give generously to this ministry. Our financial partners at every level provide the faithful, ongoing support we need to touch thousands of lives every single day. To partner with us, visit preceptsforlife.com today. Your much-needed gift will help us reach the world with the Word of God.
Oh, my friend, what is this practical precept for your life today? Your takeaway value from the Word of God, from what you've just heard from Philippians, that will enable you to live in such a way that the peace of God will mount guard over your heart and that the peace of God will be with you no matter what's going on. The takeaway value, the precept for life is this. Control your thoughts. Inspect every thought that comes into your mind. And if it does not meet the qualifications of Philippians 4:8, then don't think it. You say, I can't help thinking it. Yes, you can. Anytime you think that you cannot help thinking something, then that means that you are totally out of control. And that is not true. You can help, you can stop thinking something by an exercise of your will, by saying, I refuse to think that, I refuse to think that, I refuse to think that. I lived an immoral life before I got saved. And after I got saved and we were in this ministry, I remember one day here in Chattanooga, and I can tell you exactly where it was. I was driving over Chickamauga Dam. And all of a sudden, my immorality and what I had done in a specific way with a specific person came back and washed over me. And I began to feel unclean. And then I started to go there and I started to try and figure out, why did I do that? You know, what was I thinking about? And all of a sudden, the Lord brought me to a screeching halt. And what He showed me was, hey, I'm letting my past come into my mind when the past is past. I can't change it. I'm letting my past define me instead of who I am in Christ. And so I purposely stopped that thought. Well, it's like I closed the door on that thought and all of a sudden it's knocking again. And I said, go away. And for a few minutes, it goes away. And then it starts knocking again. And it starts beating on the door and kicking on the door. And you have to realize you're in a warfare. And so I just turned and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ and by the blood of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave me alone. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. And I'm a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. And that no longer defines me. What defines me is who I am and what I have in Christ. Oh, beloved, if you'll think this way, you'll have peace.
Thank you for watching today's program. To study along with us, download your free copy of the Philippian Study Guide by logging onto our website at preceptsforlife.com. Or call us today at 1-800-763-1990. Join us next time as we continue our look into the Word of God.